You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Bill Aftura, the creator of Acid Zap and founder of Guru Brands. Bill is an inventor, developer of intellectual properties that include all natural food and wellness products. Mr. Aftura, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you very much, and it's a real pleasure.
And we too thank you for your time and for joining us here today. So for starters, Mr. Aftura, where did the inspiration come from to create a product that was a direct treatment for a common ailment?
That's a great question. You know, as we get older, the food industry in particular, one of the main things that are important to the reseller or the seller is the shelf life of a product, okay? And in today's world, ingredients like acid are added to longevitize the shelf length of the product that they're putting on the shelf, whether it be refrigerated or whether it be on a shelf. And for example, citric acid could be one of them. And that in turn, because when people eat these or drink these types of foods and beverages, the acidity causes issues with discomfort and things of that nature. So knowing that there was an ingredient on the market that I could use to reduce acidity in foods and beverages was a powdered format. I figured out how to create a liquid format of the same ingredient, thus Acid Zap. There's other ingredients in there besides that and one other, but it works. It does what it's supposed to do. It immediately raises the pH or reduces the acidity, making it more tolerable to consume those and enjoy life.
Now, once you saw the potential for a product like this, how did you create it to differentiate yourself from the saturated market of instant cures and remedies that are designed to treat similar ailments? And what made you stand out from the rest of the crowd?
Well, first of all, Acid Zap is a liquid. You can deliver it drop by drop into whatever it is that you're adding it to and mixing it in with. Many people today have prescription drugs, very expensive, and they are taking them when prescribed, and it's very expensive in a lot of cases. There's over-the-counter type drugs that can be utilized the same way. Acid Zap is not a pharmaceutical. Acid Zap is not an over-the-counter drug. It has an ingredient that the FDA considers to be GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally recognized as safe. Now, once put into a liquid format, the delivery system and how you deliver it into the foods that you're eating is totally different than you swallowing a pill to take care of the foods that you're about to consume. That is the difference.
Also, Bill, when you realized that this product was an immediate hit, what steps did you take as a brand owner to make your vision a reality? And did you seek any advice from professionals that were knowledgeable in the medical field?
I did, as a matter of fact. And I approached a large hospital concern and asked that if I could bring to them at a luncheon Acid Zap for each of the dietitians that were in the audience, fed them foods that were able to have Acid Zap added to them, and I was giving them a questionnaire to fill out to give their advice or feelings on the product itself. The feedback was very, very positive. I did some research and found out that now is the time to bring it to market. I applied for a patent, and I did receive one in the United States and in Canada. I think that's very important to have a patent to protect you. From there, it was important to be able to get distribution of the product and how to get the product into the market. And we decided to find a marketing firm that was able to take it to market and create enough of the interest in the product so that it would make its way through the social media network and create an avenue so that it can go into the shelves of the retailers such as grocery stores, pharmaceutical companies, or pharmacies, and other places. There's many other ways this product can be used and utilized to help other businesses, but that's to be proven and shown in the future.
Today we are joined by Mr. Bill Aftora, the creator of Acid Zap and founder of Guru Brands here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Aftora, knowing that the product has a specific use for the consumer, can you expand on the many common ailments that it can potentially be used to remedy that the consumer may not immediately equate it with?
You know, that's a great question, because I'm going to mention quite a few that are very familiar to many people that have this particular ailment. Could be GERD, could be acid reflux, could be anything to do with gastrointestinal acidity. I'm trying to come up with the right terminology for that. There's an ailment called interstitial cystitis, and it's nicknamed IC, and there's a network that specializes in that. And when you ask most of the people if they've ever heard of that, chances are the answer is no. If you have it, you certainly know that you have it because it's very painful. Acid Zap has been known to help relieve people from that symptom. Another thing that you may want to consider is that, and as I said before, in many of the products today, acid is added to the product to give it shelf life. Could be a beverage, such as a soda. Could be anything that has anything to do with a shelf life. Just see the word acid on the ingredient panel on a label, and you'll see that it's in there to help give it its shelf life, so to speak. Not necessarily in every situation, but it is something that is used. Well, the medical community is one thing, but then you've got the dental community, who has discovered that acidity plays a big part in tooth enamel erosion. And in order to prevent that, I think you need to reduce the acidity which you're consuming, whether you're chewing it, sipping on it. It comes in different forms and comes in different ways of consuming it. That is a huge thing for the dental industry to play a part in, because if you ask any dentist, chances are, if you ask him, how do they feel about acidity in products, they'll probably tell you the same thing, which is why you're seeing a lot of toothpaste and things of that nature that are claiming to be able to reduce the acidity and prevent tooth enamel erosion. That's just a small part of that, but that affects millions upon millions upon millions of people in the U.S. and internationally.
Lastly, Mr. Aftora, what is next for you in Acid Zap? Understanding that you have a love for culinary arts, are there new products that you have in mind that you would be willing to talk about at this time?
Well, let me just let me just say that as an inventor, as a developer for food products and wellness products, I think you have to have a purpose, which is the main ingredient to helping people, and then goals to get there. And I feel that the products that I am working on and developing are my goals to get there. As an example, I have a line of seasoning, and that line of seasoning is unique and different than any other line of seasoning that I've been able to find anywhere. Why? Because a product that can be used by those that are conscious of their salt intake or sugar intake, and for the most part, they come in either salted, very lightly salted, low sodium, or salt and sugar free. There's other ingredients in there, for example, that sort of react the same as Acid Zap does with regards to fighting off the acid in foods today that you're cooking with. That's one of many. I have many, many products that would take a lot longer to explain. I work with a university here in Ohio that helped me put together a butter, seed butter, that has got a patent pending at this point that is very health related. That's one. And if I had to keep going, I'd probably talk your ear off with probably about 10 to 20 different products that I've developed over the past 10 years or so. But Acid Zap right now is the main focus. It's the one that I feel that will help the most people. And from there, we start streaming out and introducing other products that sort of go hand in hand with Acid Zap. I think today people need relief. We're under a lot of stress, and stress causes the reaction that you get from eating acidic foods and beverages. This is a read and react type of a situation. You try it and you react. Hopefully the reaction you get is positive and you don't have the discomforts that you've normally experienced in the past, and you're happy, and now you've got a whole new life to look forward to.
Sounds like your days are far from boring, as I see your mind is always working around the clock and has been for a long time, and it's certainly paid off. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here in conclusion?
You know, have you ever heard the saying, "I wish I would have thought of that"? Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that would probably say, "Why didn't I think of that when it comes to Acid Zap, for example?" Well, you know, you just never know. There is a patent office that you can go to. You can research products that you have an idea for. I have a philosophy that I'd like to share with everybody. My philosophy is recognizing people's needs and fulfilling them to make their life better. And if you have an idea, don't stop. Forge ahead. Do some research. If you need to, find a patent attorney. Apply for a patent. You're going to pay for it a little bit, but it's well worth it in the end. If you can find a product that will help people, do it. Do what's necessary, because you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping millions of others that wish they would have thought of what you did. And go for it. Everybody's got a God-given gift, and when you recognize your gift and your ability to do things, I think everybody throughout their lifetime will probably come up with an idea that would be of help or usefulness to individuals or millions of people.
Well, Mr. Aftura, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for sharing from the heart on that conclusion and final tip there. Where can listeners get more information about Acid Zap, and how can they be in touch accordingly?
Well, you can go to our website at Acid Zap. That's one word, Acid Zap, even though it's two words, Acid Zap, acidzap.com. And right now, you can purchase the product in 2 ounce and 8 ounce bottles. And we're offering free shipping within the continental United States. For those that are outside of that, obviously there's a cost associated with shipping. But please check our website out. It'll answer a lot of your questions. And it's very simple to order online. You just click order now, and there you go.
Mr. Afturo, we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space, and we thank you for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Bill Afturo, the creator of Acid Zap, founder of Guru Brands, an inventor and developer of intellectual properties that include all natural food and wellness products. And for more information, simply visit acidzap.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.